used to stay at number one for months, and now they're not at number one. We never stayed at number one at once. Not even the most mainstream this group got was for a few weeks during the Joshua Tree tour. I'd say we were probably at number one for about 3 weeks. I mean, it's like madness. Really, people have really lost the plot.
Absolutely.
And it's nothing to do with music. They're not talking about the songs, how great the album is, that we've got the best reviews for the show and for this album that we've ever got. They're talking about money. That's all they're interested in, money. They want music to be a commodity, like they've made movies, like they've made, you know, a lot of things. And we can have fun with that, and we can enjoy some of the fruits of that and some of the spoils of that, but we're not going to give in to that.
We are the biggest little cult band in the world.
Much has been made on the electronic dimension, and yet the album is not overwhelmingly electronic at times.
Rumors are great when you start them yourself, but we didn't start that one. That just, somebody, it was the word du jour, you know, techno or electronic or whatever, and everyone got really excited about this word. But in fact, Acton Baby was more processed, if you think about it. We were into, you know, we've been experimenting with sounds and even samples, going back to the Unforgettable Fire. Everyone made a big fuss of it on this record, and in fact,
it's a cul-de-sac.
It's not that way at all. You know, it's a group record. We've allowed the various different influences on us to seep through into it. And a track like Mofo sounds like techno to some people, but in fact, that's not a drum machine. It's Larry playing, and it's been, you know, it's a one take deal too. Sometimes I have to scratch myself and figure out why we're going to this length, to these lengths, to put on what we want to be the greatest show on earth. You know, that's the only reason. In the end, we just want to do something extraordinary, something that hasn't been done before. And because a lot in music at the moment has been done before, nostalgia is everywhere. You know, it's funny, you know, at the end of the 20th century, 1997, And all people are talking about is the 60s or the 70s.
We live in a more video, audio-visual world, and to some extent that stops people listening and stops people hearing. But at the same time, it can be exciting. You know, you can mix the two things up.
Mm.
You know, it's sometimes nice to turn the sound down on the telly and listen to a record.
Summer stretching on the grass, summer dresses pass.
Imagination is everything to me. I mean, that's the only thing in your way now. It's your imagination. If you know, you don't even have to be able to play music anymore.
Is it tough though, you know, just to get on with the everyday business of paying the bills, doing the laundry, seeing the kids off, whatever it may be?
Yeah.
It is.
It's a tough life being a pop star. you know, and at the end of the day, when you've paid all the bills and put the kids through college and that, you know, there's only enough left for a small island off the South Pacific.
Yeah.
So I mean, it is tough.
You know, they say the record business is in a slump. There's a reason, okay? The records are boring.